At the end of Megillat Esther, we find that Mordechai and Esther sent a message to all the Jews that they should establish the days of Purim, La'asot otam yemei mishteh v'simcha, and to make them days of feasting and rejoicing, Mishlach manotish l'rayehu, when portions are sent from one person to another, umatanot le'evyonim, and gifts to the poor. And what I want to discuss today is the mitzvah of mishloach manot. The Gemara in Masechet Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph says that from the terminology used in the pasuk, we learn that it's shtei manot le'ishechad. Minimally, one has to send two portions to one person. There is a machloket about what the purpose is of this mitzvah. According to the Trumat Hadeshen, the reason is because so that a person should have food for the Purim Suda, and that also seems to be the view of the Rambam. In Perek Bet of Hilchot Megillah, the Rambam learns the halacha of Sudat Purim together with the halacha of Mishloach Manot, so we see that they are related to each other. However, the author of the Manot HaLevi, who was Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, he writes that the reason is because of Reyut, in order to create a sense of a friendship amongst people. And there are going to be various nafkaminas between these two positions. The examples of the manot given in the Gemara are food and drink, and that will certainly tick the boxes, both according to the Trumat HaDeshen and also according to the Manot HaLevi. A person receives a nice food and drink, they can use it for the Purim Suda, and it also creates a sense of reyut. But what about sending begadim or sfarim, clothes or books or other things, which can't be eaten at the Purim Suda? So according to the Trumat HaDeshen, that won't fulfil the mitzvah. According to the Manot HaLevi, it will fulfil the mitzvah. A further nafkamina is addressed by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, discussing whether or not one can fulfil the mitzvah if you give Mishloach Manot, which has a heksha that the recipient doesn't actually accept. It's a good, valid heksha, but the recipient only eats something with a different heksha. So a person who only eats KLBD food, you send them something very nice, a big platter of food, baked goods and meats and things, all with a kadashia heksha, but the recipient doesn't eat them. If it's because of providing food for the Purim Suda, then one wouldn't have fulfilled the obligation. If it's to create a sense of reyut, so the recipient sees how much trouble you've gone to get this for them, then you would fulfill the obligation there. And Rav Shlomo Zalman's opinion is that you have fulfilled the obligation. The pasuk says it needs to be manot, sending portions. The question is, what exactly is a portion? How much is a portion? So there is an urban myth that it needs to be two separate brachot, but that's clearly not true at all. In actual fact, the examples given in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Reish Tzadik Hei are shtei manot basar, two portions of meat. Well, they obviously have exactly the same bracha, so it doesn't need to be doesn't need to have two brachot, but how much? So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's obviously not just a kazayit. A kazayit won't provide you for the suda, and it also won't create a sense of reyut. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva in Chelet Yudalad Simon Samachay, where he says it should be the volume of three eggs, because that in other contexts counts as a suda. I'm not quite sure if he's saying that each portion should be a volume of three eggs, or the two portions together should be a volume of three eggs. The Bi'ur Halacha quotes from the Chaya Adam and the Ritva, also a view that it needs to be something which is appropriate to the status of the recipient. This particularly reflects the view of the Manot HaLevi, that it's to create a sense of reyut. So if a person sends to the chief rabbi just a wafer and a packet of peanuts, so that's not going to really create a big sense of reyut. It would need to be something a bit grander than that, and the Mishnah Bruce says, even though most of the poskim don't say this, nevertheless, one l'chatchila should be concerned about this. Also, I always recommend that, seeing as the Rambam and the Trumat HaDeshen indicate that the Mishloach Manot is to do with the Suda of Purim, I recommend that at least one set of Mishloach Manot that one gives is something which is suitable to eat as the Suda. So rather than just sending crisps and chocolate, even if it's very fancy crisps, those expensive root vegetable crisps and Godiva chocolate, something like that, that. You'll tick the boxes as far as Rayut is concerned, but it's not suitable to serve as the suitor. So I always suggest that for one of them, send something, smoked salmon or meat and a bread roll, a challah, a bagel, whatever it might be, a block of cheese, but some things which, you know, really can be part of the suitor for the person, and also if possible something which reflects their status as well, and then you're ticking all the boxes in one go, and then you can send plenty of other mishrach manot which don't necessarily tick all the halachic boxes, and that'll certainly increase rayut. Though this year we have given recommendations that people should not spend time out and about giving their mishrach manot. The Binyan Sion discusses the question whether or not you can give the mishrach manot yourself, or you have to get somebody else to take them on your behalf, because the pasuk says umishloach manot, doesn't say natinat manot, giving portions, but it says sending portions. So the Binyan Sion thought that maybe there needs to be a shaliach, but that's not generally the practice. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses about appointing a shaliach before Purim to give the gifts on Purim, and that's in order, particularly relevant perhaps this year. We don't want to be spending a lot of time going on the streets and crowding the streets on Purim this year, so therefore one can order mishlach manot online before Purim, pay for them, and provided they're delivered on Purim, then that's going to be sufficient. The Sridei Eish discusses the question of why there's no bracha on the mitzvah of mishlach manot. So the Mishnah Berurah says elsewhere that it's because this is something that you do all the time. You eat food all the time, you give food all the time, it doesn't really merit a bracha. The Sridei Eish gives a different answer. This is in Chelek Aleph Siman Samach Aleph, and he says that if you say a bracha on it, it looks like the reason why you're doing this is because of the mitzvah, and therefore the implication is when I give you this wonderful thing of a meat pie and smoked salmon and the Godiva chocolates and the root vegetable crisps, and I say a bracha on the mitzvah is mishlach manos, it looks like I'm doing it just because I want to be yotzei the mitzvah, not because I'm particularly interested in rayut, and therefore by taking the bracha away we're emphasizing the friendship aspect of the mishlach manot. Ad kan.